Tom Carkleman, the WRJN News Center. AccuWeather forecast for this Monday, a mixture of clouds and sun. We'll have a high near 40 degrees. Kenosha right now, 33. It's overcast. 32 in Burlington. Milwaukee, 34. 33 degrees also in Racine. First measurable snowfall of the season on Sunday around southeast Wisconsin certainly looked nice, but it caused plenty of power problems for We Energy's customers. Multiple scattered outages reported throughout the day, including some with a sizable number of customers affected. Repair crews simply going from one problem to another, dealing with the impact of the heavy wet snow that was bending and or breaking tree branches, affecting power lines and, in some instances, even sparking fires. Milwaukee County Sheriff's Department made more than a dozen arrests for driving while impaired over the weekend. One of them, a man from Racine, who allegedly caused a two-vehicle injury accident on I-94 southbound at West College Avenue. 35-year-old Kyle Reno reportedly said that another vehicle had cut him off, causing his car to strike that one, which then hit the median wall and landed on its side. Reports that Reno is admitting to smoking marijuana and taking pain medication prior to driving. Among his four passengers, three children, ages 2 months, 4 years, and 8 years old. None were hurt. Reno taken to the hospital with head and body pain, arrested for his third DUI offense. Lathrop Avenue on the west side of Racine closed between 16th Street and about Wright Avenue for several hours early yesterday morning due to a two-vehicle crash, which led to a number of injuries. The crash itself happened at about 2:30 in the morning. At least one vehicle was being loaded onto a tow truck about 5 hours later. Initial reports from police indicate one driver had pulled away from an eastbound stop sign at 15th Street and struck the other vehicle going north. One of the victims taken to Frederick Hospital by Flight for Life. Another remains at Ascension All Saints Medical Center. Two other people suffered lesser injuries. Alcohol may have been a factor. Holiday season now upon us. Racine Police Department putting out a warning about the increased threat of burglaries and thefts. Being safe at this time of the year is especially important. Here's WRJN's Janet Hoff.
National statistics show a large percentage of residential burglaries occur during the day when homes are unoccupied, so doors and windows should be locked when you're away. Criminals also seek easy targets in shopping center parking lots by keeping packages locked in the trunk or stored out of plain view. And by keeping all doors locked at all times, you'll reduce the likelihood of being victimized. Remember to make arrangements to have newspapers and mail collected by someone if you will be away from home for an extended period of time, or have delivery placed on hold, as uncollected mail and papers are an indicator that a home is not occupied. Also remember to break down boxes for recently purchased big ticket items and turn them inside out when you put them out for trash pickup. Racine has enjoyed a downward trend in burglaries over the past 3 years. Janet Hoff, WRJN News.
Snow looked really nice up at Green Bay at Lambeau Field yesterday as the Packers beat the Texans 21-13. Was it fun to play in it? Well, Mike McCarthy kind of said it is.
That was a good bad weather win. A lot of fun to play in that type of atmosphere at Lambeau Field. A lot of ways that's the way it's supposed to be. So good victory for us. Obviously, we know where we are in our season, the importance of December football, especially the importance of this win today.
Of course, he didn't play the game. 6-6 is Mike McCarthy's team, a two-game winning streak going on. They get Seattle next at Lambeau. And the Badger football team now knows who they're going to be playing in the Cotton Bowl January 2nd, AT&T Stadium down in Arlington, Texas, Jerry's World. It's going to be Western Michigan. They entered the bowl game at 13-0. They won the MAC crown over the weekend against Ohio. Three aldermen in Kenosha sponsoring a resolution that seeks a federal investigation of the Kenosha Community Health Center. Representatives of the center failed to appear at the last council meeting to answer questions about the operation. The resolution up this evening for consideration notes that the center laid off dental hygienists while at the same time it expanded services outside of Kenosha. Who is acting as the facility's executive director also being called into question. This resolution further asking the Federal Health Resources and Services Administration to look into the center's staffing and compliance with the Public Health Services Act. Racine's Redevelopment Authority is meeting in room 303 at City Hall this evening at 5:15. That agenda includes the latest on talks with General Capital Group of Fox Point about developing the Case Plowworks building at Marquette Street. Also a closed session about the city acquiring the former Ajax property in the 1500 block of Clark Street from Summit Industries for blight elimination and or future sale or lease to private developers. Now, there's a related issue to this issue on the agenda. option to purchase the former Ajax property with North Point Development of Oshkosh for redeveloping the property in a manner consistent with prior entitlements approved for a given to Herman and Kittle Development. That's the group that had to drop plans for a veterans housing project in the uptown area. Amtrak station in Sturtevant, it is going to be buzzing this evening. The Canadian Pacific Holiday Train is coming in, scheduled to stop at about 5:25 p.m. Lots of folks going to be going there, trying to see the train. Lots of traffic problems going to be resulting. Sturtevant's police chief, Sean Marshke, says with this event on a Monday this year, you might see a little smaller crowd, but it's still going to be messy. You better plan to attend by getting there at least an hour earlier. And he also suggests you maybe come into the station from the south instead of off of Highway 20.
Come in on Highway 11 and H, heading north on Highway H towards the train station. There is quite a bit of congestion at the intersection of Highway 20 and H, or Renaissance Boulevard, so it's easier to get in and out of the train station if you come from Highway 11.
Hundreds of people come to see this train every year, and Chief Marshke says, everybody, you got to remember, you got to stay at the boarding areas. Do not be standing along the tracks. This is a train we're talking about here. Make it a safe situation. Train scheduled to stop for roughly half an hour, so drivers on Highway 20, you can expect big delays when the crowd starts to leave at about 6 o'clock. And back around the mid-1920s, a group of Racine businessmen, led by the newspaper's Frank Starbuck, along with Frank Leavenworth, came up with an idea to start a radio station. 90 years later, what became WRJN is still going strong. Celebrating an anniversary includes the very early years, and with WRJN being 90 years old this week, it starts with testing at Memorial Hall, main studios at the Arcade Building, the Hotel Racine, atop the American Bank Building, robbed by Dillinger and his gang in 1933, now Racine's Art Museum, and then 1958, our current home, at 4201 Victory Avenue on the west side of Racine. The first call letters were WLBG at 360 meters, followed by WRRS at 1370 kilocycles, and then WRJN for Racine Journal News, followed by a switch to 1400, eventually adding FM simulcast in 1948. None of it worked anywhere without the engineers, like the legendary Stan Fisher, having to make it up, literally at times.
The studio equipment, we built the transmitter, and put up our own antenna.
WRJN's local programming included live organ and piano with Ray Gruis. Later on, it was catchy names and theme music, like The Little Red Book. That was for birth announcements. And this was for lost pets. For many years, until his passing, WRJN was home to Paul Harvey.
I've been going steady with WRJN most of those years, and I'm mightily proud of that affiliation.
Also for many years, a local staple at WRJN was Party Line.
Helen Thomas speaking. I'm Kathy Larson.
Here's Debbie Thorgerson.
Good morning, everyone.
WRJN's history of ethnic programming goes back many years to Peter Bach.
Our sincere appreciation for your many kind expressions of goodwill toward our Danish radio.
And how about Sunday night classical music with Ralph Schoenleben for almost 50 years on WRJN?
It's your constant loyalty and support through the years that have kept me on the air, so it really, the credit really goes to you.
So much history over 90 years of WRJN, and more tomorrow on our newscast. And don't forget, Sunday, this coming Sunday at 8 o'clock, we will have a half-hour feature about the history of WRJN, the 90-year anniversary this year. 8:15, make that 8 o'clock this coming Sunday, WRJN, the place to be. It'll be in our public affairs program. All kinds of interesting things that you did not hear or will not be hearing this week, but you will be next Sunday.
Sunday morning,
8 o'clock in the morning. Yep, so... Yeah, and we can tell you that our newscasts at WRJN.com, we have those throughout the day. A local news section, check those out. And at WRJN News, we'll get you our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Karkle, WRJN News.
Yeah, so-